This is a message that was recorded at Word of Life, a London City church in Lewisham, London. May God bless you as you listen.
In the marriages, I've not been able to discover what the purpose is because there's no communication. Amen. Because there's no communication. And today we want to look at the power of communication. But the scripture I want us to look at is in 1 Corinthians 12. Okay, can you pray, please? Verse 15. Pray for us, please.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for tonight. We want to thank you for a time like this. And Father, we just commit this time into your hands, and we pray by your Holy Spirit that every word that will be spoken here tonight will be according to your will and according to your purpose in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that, Lord, we will not speak of our own accord. We will not speak out of our own understanding, Father God, but we will speak as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. And Father, we pray that your people, you will give hearing ears that they might hear what you are saying, even tonight in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, we just yield ourselves to you completely. And we just say, Lord, have your way. May this not just be empty words, O Lord. May they not be words that will fall to the ground, but may they be words that will accomplish great and mighty things in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 So what I discovered was that when we're in marriage, we're a team. Amen. We are a team. And as I've been meditating on this, what I believe the Lord laid on my heart is 2 Corinthians and 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 12, which talks about unity and diversity in one body. And then I look at communication from verse 15, where it says, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where will be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where will be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. And if they were all one body, where would...
If they were all one member,
where would the body be? But now, indeed, there are many members, yet one body. And so what I was looking at here was looking at a team, that in marriage, we are a team. And the one thing that keeps the team going is communication. Amen? Because let's take, for instance, you look at the football teams. There must be a constant communication for them to be able to play well. And so Gary Chapman, who wrote The Five Love Languages, wrote in his book, he says, why is it that so few couples seem to have found the secret of keeping love alive after the wedding? Why is it that a couple can attend communication workshop, hear the wonderful ideas on how to enhance communication, return home, and find themselves totally unable to implement the communication patterns demonstrated? Okay. The answer for me simply lies in the simple fact that we are different and we perceive and process thoughts differently. Like Folake and myself, for instance, the way I'll think about something is completely different from the way Folake will think about it. And so that's why I was looking at that scripture. Because if the ear says, because I'm an ear, I don't want to listen, you've got to do this, I've got to do, then you begin to find struggling and conflict at every time. We are different. We do not think the same way. We do not speak the same way. Apparently, I understand that women speak 30,000 words a day, whilst men speak 15. Okay? 15,000. So the question I want to ask tonight is, what is communication?
We're just going to define communication a little bit. Communication is to impart knowledge of or make known or to communicate information, to communicate one's happiness. Communication can also be to express thoughts, feelings, or information easily or effectively. Okay. Communication is also dialogue. A conversation between two or more persons.
Communication is therefore a discussion or a dialogue between two people. And from what we're talking about here, it means talking and listening to one another. Amen. And you see, sometimes I think about our approach to God. We're always talking, and God is always listening. But do you know that God wants to talk to us also? I know it's that same attitude sometimes that we take into marriage, where one person wants to be the only one talking and the other person to listen. Amen? In communication, one person talks and the other has to listen. When couples don't communicate, this will give rise to misunderstanding. And that's what we're trying to do in this series that we're doing, so that we will know. Married couples will know their purpose in their marriage through communication. And it's the same thing, those of you who are listening can also help other people who will come to you and say, this is the problem we're having. Okay? Misunderstanding leads to break up of marriages. About 1 in 2 marriages ends in a divorce these days. We're all too familiar with the various problems that can lead to breakup. Arguments can begin at sunrise and not stop until after sunset. The kind of fragile relationship is like a time bomb ready to explode at any time. Some couples may keep it all inside to avoid confrontation, but that doesn't make their relationship any healthier. Either way, it is a no-win situation. And guess what? One day, boom. And what happens? We're going our different ways because they have not been able to communicate or have a dialogue. Why are there so many arguments today?
Some of it, we're just going to give some reasons why there are so many arguments among married couples. The first one is differences in opinion, which often leads to quarrels. And the reason for differences in opinions is obviously because we're completely different. Men and women are completely different. And sometimes our differences are so much... We stick so much to our differences, and those differences in opinion lead to great quarrels. Another reason is that sometimes we misunderstand each other's intention. So sometimes one person might have a particular intention for doing something or saying something, and the other person misunderstands them completely, and that leads to a big argument. Another reason is lack of trust. When trust hasn't been developed, when trust hasn't been built, when trust hasn't been, when there's no trust, then that will lead to a lot of arguments. Another reason is that we have not yet learnt the heart of agreement the godly way. And we are going to be looking at that, how to agree as couples, especially when it comes to making major decisions. But for most people or most couples have not learned the art of agreeing in a godly way. They haven't learned the art of bringing those differences in opinion together and saying, we are going to agree in the way that God wants us to agree. And there is a way that God wants us to agree. And we're going to be looking at that another day. Another reason for the so many arguments is that couples don't want to sit down and talk things over, which is what we're discussing today, communication. A lot of couples do not talk at all. Do not talk. And when I say do not talk, I mean they do not actually sit down and take time out to talk about anything. Yes, they talk about the mundane things, you know. They say good morning, and they say, and they're leaving the house, and they say bye-bye, and they say, oh, make sure you pick up the children, or what, you know. But actually sitting down and talking, a lot of couples do not do that, because for many of us, we weren't even taught or shown the need for communication. And another reason why arguments, there's so many arguments today also, is that other things take priority. A lot of people, it's not that they don't want to communicate, but other things take priority. We live in a day where both, you know, man and wife go out to work, you know, in the century that we live now. And, you know, their children, you might even also be studying at the, you know, on the side. You might also be, you know, learning something on the, you, on the side, and therefore other things take priority, and it stops us from being able to communicate. And therefore, you know, arguments are just a matter of time, because if you don't communicate, then arguments will be the order of the day.
Listen to this. This was something I was reading, and I really enjoyed it, and I said I'll share it with you. A husband looking through the paper came upon a study that said women use more words than men. Excited to prove this to his wife, that he had been right all along, when he accused her of talking too much, he showed her the study result. It read, men use about 15,000 words per day, but women use 30,000. The wife thought for a while, then finally she said to her husband, it's because we have to repeat everything we say. The husband said, what?
I don't know if you did get that. Basically, what they say, the men don't hear it, the words, so the women have to repeat it again. So that's the excuse for us having 30,000 words to say.
And you see what normally happens?
I said it.
And you see, you know what's so funny to me sometimes is, I'll use my wife or myself as an example. My wife will say to me, darling, can you post the letter? And I'll say, okay. And I'll be out. About 20 minutes later, the phone will ring. Don't forget to post the letter. And I'll say, okay. When I'm in the office, the phone rings. Did you post the letter? And by the time I'm leaving the office, I've completely forgotten. But you see, with some people, that will cause a big argument. But we've sat down to talk to each other, and we now know that women speak 30,000 words and the men 15. So men will rather discourse, while women, I'll hold it there. So how do we combat the obstacles? How do we combat the obstacles? We found out that communication in itself is an art. The one thing we have found out is that when we were growing up, we did not see our parents communicate. Mm-hmm. And so we've grown up not knowing how to communicate. And we think that because when we were young, our dad used to back orders at our moms. We the men, especially we the African men, think it's the same way. The English men don't think they shouldn't say anything. They should just hold it down. Okay? So what happens is we just sweep everything under the carpet. And then one day, boom. But we thank God that there is a way that we can communicate. And I want Folake to look at the first one.
The first thing is that we need to begin to develop good communication skills. Communication does not just happen. It has to be developed. You know, like Pastor was saying, for many of us, we did not actually grow up. I don't know about you, but we didn't really grow up in families where communication really took place the way that it should. Okay, it was like you're saying, just a backing of orders, giving of orders, being told what to do. There was not really any sitting down. And even when you sat down, you know, maybe at the table or to watch a program or whatever, there was not really, you know, proper communication. And therefore, we really need to develop those communication skills. So what do we mean by good communication skills? We mean to learn to communicate constantly, more effectively, to communicate constantly and more effectively. In today's world, effective communication has been eroded by things like the television, computers, you know, even our works, our jobs, our careers. Communication has been eroded by that. It's been removed as a result of those things. Okay, some of us even go to the dining table with newspapers and novels. You know, I must say that I have been guilty sometimes where we go to the table and I have, maybe I'm reading a book that I'm really interested, and I take the book along with me to the dining table, and really that's not right, because these things will not enhance communication.
The first duty of love is to listen. When you look at Jesus in the Bible, he was always listening. He allowed people to speak before he spoke to them. You read the Bible. Most of the people that came to Jesus will say to him, Lord, this is why I've come. Like, let's use the man in Mark 9 when he said, Lord, I brought you my son. And Jesus said, what is the matter with him? And he spoke. And after he had finished speaking, Jesus spoke back to him. But most of the time, we do not spend time dialoguing. It's one person doing all the talking. So when we say develop good communication skills, what we're talking about is spend time talking. With time, you begin to find out that you're able to discuss. Then the other person to listen also. Make good and effective communication your priority. Don't mind read your partner. I know what we do most of the time is, before the person says it, I do it sometimes to my wife, before she even says it, I say, yeah, I know that was what you were getting. Said, but that's not what I wanted to say. And before you know it, it's like there is an argument, a run-on battle. Okay? Because sometimes we assume we know what our spouse or children are thinking. We do not allow them to complete a statement before we barge in. And we need to come to a point where we allow people to finish talking and then we can also speak. We must learn to spend more time in conversation. In so doing, you learn how to talk and let the other person listen. This is when you find out what God's purpose is really for your lives. Like for Lucky and myself, for a long time, we didn't know what God's purpose was for our life. And we were just chatting and we were talking. But as we kept conversing, kept having a discussion, we were able to come to a point where we knew what God was saying to both of us. And one of the things we've always done is, every time we believe God is saying something to us, we come together and we discuss it. And we have a tendency to say, can you pray about it? And then we'll then come together and have to agree.
Another practical, or this is a practical way of actually taking time out to communicate, is to eat meals together. You know, many couples or many families don't eat meals together at all. I must say, you know, even us as a family, sometimes we have defaulted in that. But that's a time where you can actually sit down and talk together in a relaxed atmosphere. You're not rushing about. You're not rushing to work. Probably in the morning, yes, you are rushing. But, you know, for example, in the evening, you're not rushing out. You know, you have that time to just sit down there and, you know, make conversation. So, you know, that's something that we will encourage, especially, you know, for couples and for families. Also, we must learn to express ourselves, okay? Sometimes men find it difficult to express their feelings, but I must also say sometimes women also find it very difficult to express their feelings. But we need to be able to communicate our feelings. And you know, sometimes, and I'll speak from the point of view of a woman. Sometimes, you know, a woman might get angry about a certain thing, okay? And because they've got angry about that certain, they might then react, you know, in anger towards their husband, okay, rather than actually communicating the reason for that anger to their husband. You know, they just react in anger. But it's important to communicate the way we feel, because if we don't communicate it and we expect the other person to mind read us, then they're not mind readers, so they can't mind read us. They wouldn't know what exactly the problem is. Okay, and sorry? You have a question? Okay. Okay, go ahead and ask your question. Maybe I was going to answer the next thing I was going to say.
One question is, yeah, there are times where you feel intimidated, yes, by your husband.
Yes.
And so for you to express how you feel... I'm seeing for women. Yes. Sometimes you are intimidated by what he's going to say when you're special feeling. So since you don't want to hear what he's going to say, you keep silent, because when you marry and you have lived with your husband for a while, you get to know him. So how do you
it's amazing, because we're dealing with such a situation at the moment with some other people, where it's like before the person says anything, the other person has said something, and so what happens is the other person now says, "I don't think I want to say anything." And you see, it's a very difficult one. If one person is not ready to submit to the other one. What is happening here? We're having a situation where everybody is wearing a hat. Okay? And you need to sit down and talk things over. That's what I would advise. Sit down and talk things over. Speak to your spouse and say, "Look, I feel intimidated." You understand? You've got to open up. And that's what we were talking in the first place, that we said, you need to begin to develop good communication skills by sitting down and talking. You see, it's one, you need to go to God in prayer and pray about it before you speak to them about it. And then when you now speak to them, okay, let me be vulnerable here. My wife and myself, we've had to sit down and do that and speak to each other and say, "Look, I sometimes feel intimidated by the way you speak to me." And so. And we've had to look at it. But you see, sometimes if you choose the wrong moment to do it, you understand? That's where the problem is. You understand? Because sometimes I say men need to talk and women need to sometimes just listen. So it's a two-way thing. But you need to come to a point where you've prayed about it. And then when you've prayed about it, you now call your husband and you speak to your husband about it. And we will come to that, because we have, when we're talking about the love languages, you understand? Because sometimes you might be missing some issues that needs to be dealt with. And you might think, this is the way my husband is. Your husband is probably hurting. And because you've not listened, right, you come and you say something and bang, it's like an explosion. I don't know if that makes sense to you. Okay.
I think, if to just add to what Pastor said, I think it's about timing. You know, well, at least that's what I've learned in our relationship. You know, that it's about timing. I think sometimes for us as women, we want to say it there and then. We want to express ourselves. We want to get it out. We want it to be there. And we want response as well. You know, we want to be responded to. We don't want to be like, okay, I've said it and it's not responding. You know, and sometimes that can hurt as well. You know, but it's about timing, because I've found in situations where I want to say there and then, and I want him to react there and then, and what, and he's not, and I'm getting really upset, you know. Or sometimes, like you're saying, where it seems like, okay, if I do say something, the reaction might not be what I want to, you know, and then you want to just shy away and not say anything again. But I think it's about getting the timing right and knowing when to bring up the conversation. And even that old area of, I feel intimidated sometimes. I feel like I'm not being allowed to be myself. I'm not being allowed to really share the deepest feelings of my heart. But to do that, you have to have a certain time. Sorry. You have to have a certain time where, you know that your husband will be really willing to listen to you. Because if it's a time where he's just come back from work, he's so tired, he's so stressed, then he's not going to listen.
I'll just quickly, because time is gone, we want to round up here. One of the things I'll say to you, I want to, because when we teach this, we try as much as possible to be vulnerable. My daughter said something to me, I think yesterday. He said, "Dad, I always think you're patient, but sometimes you can be so snappy." And I went back and I sat down and I thought deep about it. And my wife said the same thing to me, and I thought deep about it. And then I was able to realize why. And I said to my wife, three things that really get me to that point. When I'm extremely tired, when I'm not feeling well, and when I see that my relationship with God has not been going the way I want it to go. But you see, the funny thing is, they don't know. But I had to open up and speak to them about it. But it does not justify me doing it. You get me? So what we now do is a matter of helping each other in prayer. You get me? And that's what communication is all about. Okay? And we need to be cautious and tender. Cautious and tender. Conversation should be delicate and sensitive. In marriage, you're not in the business of scoring points. I think what happens most of the time in marriage, in communication, we're trying to score points. I've said this. So it becomes lawn tennis. Boom, boom. And the person who can hit an ace, and then you got to pick it up. And then before you know it, one person is down and out. Communication in marriage is not scoring points. Okay? Time is gone, so let's leave it here, and then we'll continue next week by the grace of God, and then add some, then also bring agreement into this. Amen. Amen. Father, we just want to thank you so much for today. We want to thank you for the words that has come through. We want to just pray, Father God, that the words that we have spoken, oh God, will not fall to the ground, but it will accomplish the purpose for which it's been said. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that that which we have said that is not from you, may it not rest, oh God, in the lives of your people, but that which is from you, may it bring seeds. In the name of Jesus. May it become fruitful in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray for every marriage here. And those who are about to get married, we pray that their home will be like the Garden of Eden before the fall. In the name of Jesus. We pray for one flesh marriages in this house. We say it to be solidified in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the people of God said, Amen. 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 I just want to...
If you have been blessed by this message, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.wordoflife-lcc.org. And remember, God loves you.